What's the name of the show? It follows C's PH.
What about Paul?
These ain't gang tattoos, y'all.
Little mama.
What?
Get a little more sexy. It sound like you're doing The Price is Right. We don't, no, look, we don't, look, just listen for a little, look how simple it is.
What? It's the name of the show.
Present.
Even North Korea. Shout out to the radio. Shout out to Coach Cool DJ.
Yeah.
We're back. Beautiful Monday.
What's up?
Good old 10 p.m.
Definitely is beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Now, last week, it was just us three.
Yeah.
So the white man sent out a threatening email.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. So you're being just
put a read receipt on it.
I didn't read it.
Well, somebody did.
He put
it. And your phone's hacked.
Nope.
Then one of your ladies got into your phone.
Nope.
He basically said if all five weren't present today on this Monday, 10 p.m., he was redoing the show. That's what he said.
Yep.
So it's time for what?
Roll call.
Chops.
Yeah.
You here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
G.
Yeah.
Paulie Pittsburgh.
I'm here.
Okay. Bad Millie.
You're
nice. So the whole team is in this motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Nice. So, Chops, you walked in and said, how many people died from the coronavirus?
Six.
Dead already.
In the Washington United States. State. Yes. Washington State. Yes. A bunch of 70-year-olds in a nursing home.
Yes.
There's a person in Manhattan that has it right now.
Yeah, they quarantined that bitch.
She's in a house.
Came from Iran.
Yeah.
There's somebody in Manhattan with it?
Right now in the city.
What are you talking about? There's like 83 people in Nassau County that have to self-quarantine.
Yeah.
If they're going to.
Now, when you say self-quarantine,
what's going on?
You have to lock yourself in the house. No,
stay at the house.
But that's an option, though. Self-quarantine means you're going to do it yourself. If you don't want to, you can still walk around.
Yeah.
I mean, snatched off the street by one of those agencies and like fucking
DIY.
An acronym is gonna come get you.
Now, here's my actual. Here's my actual question.
Yeah.
This coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's the flu, but they say 10 times iller. Right.
Well, I mean, there's like other versions of the coronavirus.
All right. So which one is the one that's in Queens?
There's novel Queens.
There's Corona Queens.
Corona Queens. Yeah. You're right.
Novel. Coronavirus. That's what it's called.
So where did you said it came from? Bats?
That's what they said.
Yeah, but then, eating bats then there's, in Asia.
Yeah, but then there's the
so
Harvard.
How was it on the back of a light so can all the way back then?
Because it's a different strand of it. But there was a doctor
so
from
it's like
Harvard.
Weed strands.
Millie put me onto it that
Oh, you're giving credit, white man. Look at that, Millie.
I give people credit. That is
big,
that
Mills.
That was kind of crazy,
Mills. You got credit.
He knows everything.
Yeah, right. Usually he does. But he actually passed one off. That was kind of
That was commendable.
Thank you.
And what was this knowledge that you saw? Oh, wait, she's busy. Anyway.
She's doing drugs.
Yeah. So.
No, now.
You had a doctor,
drugs,
right?
These are
recreational.
Plants.
Doctor. He was getting paid money, right?
Dinero.
From a university in China, right? And then he was arrested by the federal government for lying to them about receiving the payments. And where was this university located? Wuhan, China.
Wuhan.
And he's actually a biochemist.
They wrote about this shit in a book like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't
it on The Simpsons before?
I don't know about The Simpsons, but yeah, I seen that clip.
It was on The Simpsons.
But it was literally in a book that someone wrote.
Yeah.
And in 2020.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Don't people usually write books? That's how it goes.
Okay, so what did I say?
You just said people someone
book
wrote.
That was all right,
I'm retarded.
Because they yelled it in a book.
Yeah, like,
they
yo, get yourself in the page.
Audio book. Yeah.
All right, so now look. So the coronavirus is going to kill how many people?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, I don't have
this world.
They killed some main dude in Iran.
89,000 right now.
Top aide to some Iranian fucking leader. It killed.
So how does it kill you? You can't breathe no more? What happens?
I don't know.
Chops, you know everything.
Hold on.
He's looking it up.
They
so
said,
now he's going
they
to
said the symptoms is like flu-like symptoms. You know what I'm saying? Like you get diarrhea, coughing. Mm-hmm.
Said it had. It's in like little
that.
Kids and
fever.
Old people. It's
oh,
most,
so wait, everybody
most
in the middle is good.
No, they're not saying that. But like, if you also have an underlying illness or some shit, it could be more dangerous for you.
Yeah, it's like an immune system.
You never fucking compromise. Thought you could even say those words. That was kind of different, man. You went and got intelligent and came back.
Nah.
Okay. Cool. Now let me ask y'all a question. Right, I said I had two questions for y'all. I'm gonna ask one, then I'm gonna ask the other one.
That's usually
how it works.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
I'm not usually forget about the second one, but I'm going to ask the second one.
So start with the second one and then forget the first one.
No, let's go with the first one. Here's the first question.
But maybe that was the second.
Fuck you, listen.
Just switch the order.
Shout out to Dayshawn and Tyshawn. My kids, they called me, right?
Salute.
And they were with a bunch of friends and they asked me a question. They said, yo, Dad, I need to ask you something. Now, one of my sons said he wouldn't do it. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him, but it is what it is. I'm going to ask the room this question. I'm going to keep you out of it because I know you're going to agree with it, so it doesn't matter. But Paulie, Grants, Chops.
Yep.
Yo, Mills look confused.
$500,000 for you to shoot gay porn. You're not in it. You're the cameraman. You got to hold the camera. Are you doing it?
I'm fucking telling them how to fuck.
Same thing I said.
No, that's a fact. That's
Chops.
A fact, though.
And I'm holding the lights.
That's a fact, though. Fuck out of here.
You're not in it. You're filming it.
Fuck
you. $500,000. I'm like, yo, tear his ass apart. Bust his ass.
Spread his cheeks some more.
Bust his ass. Get in there.
Yo, Mills, what happened? What's your face looking like that for?
Yeah, of course I do it.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like she do it for free.
He's going. Oh, God. All I'm saying is some people live their whole life work and don't get $500,000.
Yeah.
You're telling me to shoot, hold the video camera and shoot two men. Not, look, man, that's them. That ain't me. I know what I'm doing out here.
Fuck that,
but you going to give me a half a man? And he said you got to do it a minimum of seven. Push it to ten.
Seven
what?
Push it to ten.
Wait, seven videos?
You got to do seven videos. That's 3.5 where I come from.
I'm making a masterpiece.
Oh, so it's seven videos 50 times each. 500 each time.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
You said 3.5 for seven.
Well,
yeah. Shoot it, look. Shoot it to the ten.
Let's
fuck
go.
You, why stop there? Let's get the 5 million.
The best director.
I don't see what that would be. I don't understand what people. Something's wrong with people today. Like, you're telling me, but again, you could just say this hypothetically and not. But now let me switch it around. Because now here's another one. Paulie, Chops, this is going to affect y'all a little bit more. I don't know about y'all situations.
How
but
do you know?
Okay, listen. Just listen to me. I walk up to you. I know they have. They don't. She don't. But both of y'all have this. I walk up to you and I see you and Chops, y'all in the dog park. Y'all playing with your little fucking dogs.
Okay.
I got $1 million cash in the briefcase.
Hold on, wait a minute.
And you have a dog?
No, what did you just say? You said you know I don't have one.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I got a dog.
Okay, so you too. You're in the park with them.
About to say.
I have $1 million cash in this motherfucking bag right here, and I would like to purchase your dog.
Oof.
A million?
Oof. 1 million cash. Hold on, G. Paulie, what you doing?
I don't know if I'm selling the dog, man.
Okay, that's
sweet.
That's hardcore. Look,
that's sweet.
Look,
that's sweet.
G, what you doing?
Fuck out of here. Give me the bag. You can have a dog.
Okay,
you can have a dog.
Keep
fuck
my
that.
Dog.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Hey, listen, man, I was in the same predicament, and I said, nah, I'm keeping my cat. I can't get rid of
him.
And look, here's the funny thing, right?
Sweet.
Look at that, all y'all just said.
That's
here's
sweet.
The thing. Look what's going to change, G. And this is the part that people don't understand. They'll fuck around and do a GoFundMe for us because we stood by the animal and get $1 million anyway.
You know what?
So now
that's
I keep
smart.
My animal,
that's
and you
smart.
Got rid of yours, and that, look, yo, culture's a piece
but
of shit.
But that's a commercial.
Do you regret any of your tattoos? Men, are you tired of fucking your new boo and feeling like you're having a threesome because you're constantly seeing her old boo's name on her? Women, are you tired of explaining to your family that he's not a gangster? I can relate, but no worries. I got you covered, literally. With Cover-X is a new tattoo covering cream that temporarily hides all your scars and accidents. Side effects are skin irritation, shingles, warts, discoloration, acne, ringworm, hepatitis C, chafing, blackheads, yellow fever, eczema, 80% chance of skin cancer, herpes, intertigo, cellulitis, West Nile-like virus, gonorrhea, and in some rare cases, death. So bye-bye, ice pick. So long, gangster boo. And find your new you. With Cover-X.
You are tuned into
is the name of the show.
Even North Korea, shout out to the radio, shout out to Coach Blue, DJ.
Yeah.
We are back. So we had a little sensitive moment with the animals and the pets. Millie, if you had a dog or a cat and somebody offered you $1 million, would you give it up?
But see, I don't have one right now, so I would.
But if you had, have you ever had a pet that you cared about?
Yeah.
That you love dearly.
Yeah, but if for somebody the meal, came to I'm you, giving it up.
For the bag, you're giving it up.
As long as I know it's going to a nice home.
Nah, I might kill a motherfucker. I might hang him right after that.
Well, you know.
Somebody, he wants to eat the dog.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
I'm going to hang him.
Of course, no. Why would I do that? That's like inhumane. Like, I'm not inhumane, but if
you're
I
not inhumane,
know,
but you're willing to take the dog for me.
Yeah, I'm selling that dog for the meal. Hey,
not inhumane, but when the dog might get killed immediately after the receipt of $1 million.
How about if there's a possibility and you should be thinking that it could possibly happen?
Why would I think that, though, immediately?
Of course, because you're thinking about the money, the inhumane part.
I'm thinking about maybe they just really want this dog.
Just that dog, right?
Yo.
Hey, they see some that I don't.
Okay. I hear you.
He like fucking with you, Mel, because he threw all that shit in the pot for you. He ain't throw that shit in the pot for us.
Right,
he want to know where you at with
it. Nah, because look, you got to understand. You see how she took it? She was like, well, you know, if they're going to kill him, I mean, come on.
Of course I would not let someone kill my pet.
Well, this is
the blog segment.
Technically, the blog section. Ooh. So this is what you talk about. We listen to what you got to say.
Y'all heard Oprah fail?
No, I seen her fall. I didn't hear her fall. I seen
her. Did you see it? Did you hear it?
Oh, did you hear
the fact that she was saying that you need to have balance at that moment? At that moment,
bust her ass. Somebody was the shoe. She deserved that shit. Mm-hmm.
She was talking about balance.
Yes. And immediately after she fell. Yes. Yeah. Speaking about having balance in your life and how your life should be balanced.
That mean.
And then her shit was not balanced at all.
Somebody actually commented on a page that I own. I don't know why, but he said, you know, I don't see what's the big deal about this. People fall all the time. Why is people making such a big issue?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Well,
yep.
Whoever the fuck shot the video, they made the issue, dickhead, and they put it up. So this is what we did. We just reposted what they fucking
I was going to respond to that, but I'll be noticing. I'm like an internet bully. I'll be like bullying people on Instagram.
Shout out
sorry.
To Sam for Stickies. I was by Stickies yesterday. It was marvelous. It's incredible. Sticky. Wait.
Chops never pays his back to the winning ones for the
Sticky Wings. What's happening, Chops? What's up with Stickies? Shout out to Sam once again.
Still at the store.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so that you just gonna just be nonchalant like that, like, about yeah, like, it, like, yes, at the
don't
store,
do any
something.
Chops. Like, he doesn't pay him.
Yeah, like,
no bet. You
like, come
no,
on,
yeah,
man.
You're no good no more. No bets for him.
Like,
no
that's him in the crazy.
That's fucked up.
Millie.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world besides Oprah falling?
Well, 50 Cent said that Michael Jackson tripped him. I thought that was funny as fuck.
I mean,
it's fucking hilarious. You know, the normal thing, Lil Fizz and his baby mama and them always into it.
Who?
April. Old girl just got him kicked off the show.
Baby mama and them and
Lil
old
Fizz
girl.
Is no longer on the show.
Baby mama and them.
Love and hip hop. Uh-huh. According to the media, they say that April got him kicked off. I think that's messed up.
Right.
He done risked his, you know, livelihood for some vagina. And it didn't go nowhere.
So that's why he got kicked out?
I don't even really know. But do you think that it's worth it to risk your boy's like friendship over some vagina?
They obviously weren't really boys.
Guys, girls, and like thought it was cool. Like, all right, this is all right. Because guys do that kind of stuff. Yeah. And
I'm sure maybe some
guys do that kind of
girls
stuff.
Girls do too. Girl, y'all the masters at that. Y'all the masters at that. You bugging.
Yo, y'all will walk in and know two dudes that y'all clapped and look at them and be like, yo, what up?
That's a fact, though.
That's
a fact, though.
Like, it's nothing.
That's a fact, though.
I don't know nothing about that. But
yeah,
you
don't know nothing about that, but it goes around.
Y'all
winning, yeah.
Let me tell
you something. 2020? Let me tell you what happens in 2020.
That shit's been going on since way before 2020.
No,
since 20. That shit's been going on since 20.
And 10-20.
So look, from now, where we at right this second, y'all don't give a fuck no more.
Y'all
had a little kid. Now,
men
now it's back on the men.
It's going.
We're going to commercial.
Time low.
Commercial.
Staying up all night. Life's been hard on you. You've been soft. Stiffen up with Limprix. 52% of men experience erectile dysfunction at some point in their life. Ensure you're always up for the occasion with Limprix. Fast-acting Limprix is ready when you are. Side effects include loss of appetite, increased heart rate, blurred vision, blindness, sudden numbness of the hands, joint stiffness, bone pain or fracture, increased gambling, overpowering sexual aggression, AIDS, glaucoma, fungal infection, benign but dangerous facial tumors, severe diarrhea, rectal bleeding, dark stool, psychotic nightmares, coma, and or death. And in some very rare cases, a permanent enlargement of the testicles may occur. Ask your physician today about Limprix, brought to you by Crocter & Shamble.
You are tuned into
what is the name of the show?
Present.
Yeah.
And nobody was ready.
Even though we're shouting out the radio, shout out to Coach Clue, DJ.
Well, we're going with it.
Hey.
Let's roll.
Yeah. I was a little delayed, but that's what happens with the weed is good. Now,
I just got the awkward stare like, really?
Yeah, it was because it was almost like go, and I was like, where?
Right here.
Okay. Now, this would be sports. Paulie's back. Nothing really going. It's some things. Yankees. What's
I don't know.
On?
Everyone's talking about spring training. Fucking Astros are getting fucking killed. They keep getting hit by pitches. The
Boom.
Fans are killing them.
They're killing them. Yes, they are.
It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should lose their championship.
Did you watch the Lakers Zion yesterday?
Nah, I fell asleep. Matter.
Incredible game. Good game. That kid is going to be something. He's going to be.
He's going to be something great. I don't know if he deserves the Rookie of the Year.
No, it's been, he didn't play long enough.
Yeah, but they're saying but they're saying if he makes the playoffs, that he should get it, which is cool.
I mean, hey, that's true.
But if he played half the time of
Morant, coming in, but look, he is playing and Morant's having an incredible season. Yeah. But so, if one makes the playoff, another one doesn't. Because there right now, Memphis is in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
but
the
if
out.
They're saying if they could get the eighth seed, I mean, whatever. Hey. It is what is good. Maybe co-rookie of the year. But I think Morant should get it. He has a bigger body of work. Mm-hmm. That's just how it should be based off of.
Okay.
You know, it's not his fault to be injured, but.
I know that he's busting their ass right now. Right this second, he's busting their ass.
Fucking, they can't stop him. He's too fucking big. He's too athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He just punches people's shit into the fucking 15th row.
He definitely does that. You two gentlemen don't know a shit, nothing about sports, so it's just like me and you.
I've been watching XFL. I like that shit. The competition kind of sucks, but it's football after football. That's what I feel like.
Do you think you can play in the XFL?
Honestly, after this garbage I seen the other day, I seen some guy who drop a wide open pass. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get hit, though. I'm too old.
He's 33, saying he's
too old. I'm 34. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 35.
Old is all in the way you feel, Paulie.
I'm old, man. I haven't been playing anymore.
The knee's starting to hurt a little bit more. That
everything
check,
hurts,
that check knee light came
just
on.
Fucking check body light came on.
It is a little different.
Sitting down, standing up, that's just not the same.
But I'm a little.
And look, I'm here to tell you, it's just getting started.
I can imagine. I'm
here to tell you, after he told me that, I'm here to tell you,
I got so
it's just
many fucking
started.
Miles on my body.
I tell you, G,
he told me.
And look, you had the good one. Wait till that 40 uno, that one. That shit come all type.
I'm just getting started.
What I say, what all type of hell? High blood pressure, sugar, everything.
But I'm a little offended by you saying me and Chops don't know nothing about sports.
Yeah,
though.
You don't.
Like, he knows
Chops knows
hockey
yeah. And
he
I
say
know
anything.
Boxing.
What happened to boxing?
Nothing. A big fight just happened.
Deontay Wilder
that's
got his ass kicked.
Yeah, we already talked about
that. And
now
probably they're going to fight again in July. That's what
they shouldn't. It's over.
I'm taking Wilder.
What do you mean? The loser's got an automatic rematch clause.
So this shit gonna keep going to 3, 4, 5, and 6 and
listen,
7.
It's
ain't nobody wanna see him fight
money,
no more.
I'm $85 for
that
pay per view.
Who you got? I got Wilder.
Fury.
Oh, you got Fury. You know what? Y'all some funny people. That's what I was gonna tell you. The little Irish parade was yesterday, and y'all done let the little girl walk with y'all because she's a
lesbian.
That's kind of fucked up, man. You Irish motherfuckers ain't shit.
No, that was Staten Island.
Oh, they're hardcore Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to go for that.
The church is playing with the kids.
They don't care.
They
sure
do. They
talking about you got more shit
talking
about more.
Oh, the Pope might have the coronavirus.
He's
shaking hands.
He had a coronavirus thing, and then he got sick like the day later.
I'd have been like this from a distance the whole time.
Through a glass.
Yep. I'm not doing nothing. Yeah, how they used to
take
how they drive them around. I'll do that shit all day. I'm not doing that.
You said take this away from.
I would have thrown it over the glass.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. So now, when people take the wafer and put the little peanut butter on it and put it as a sandwich, is that's kind of foul?
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Why?
I mean, people eat it, but it's like, isn't it like some holy
what
shit? Like,
what?
It doesn't become holy at that
seen
moment.
Somebody do that.
You've
what?
Never seen that.
What are you talking
You've
about?
Never
right
had
in church. No one's taking peanut butter in church. Hold on, Pope.
They asked the priest for it.
Let me get it now.
And they got a little.
Yo, what I'm saying is, hold on.
Peanut butter up my wafer. Get the jiffy.
Who's got a piece of cheese?
Yo, you've never had a wafer with no peanut butter on it.
You got any extra bologna to put on this wafer?
In church?
No, but the wafer in the church is the same shit.
Can I get a ham sandwich?
What makes the wafer at the church holy and the one that you eat the peanut butter?
The guy's blessing it with his fucking.
Well, I'm blessing my sandwich.
So bless it.
There you go. That's what I wanted to fucking hear. I like my peanut butter blessed.
So then bless it.
That's what I did.
On your wafer.
Yeah. Now that you said wafer, you said you was going to ask us a question.
Oh, my homie said that he was telling me that he doesn't think that men can be with just one woman forever. And I told him that, I think by nature, in sociology books, it does say that men are, like, by nature attracted to other women. And it's just a given. Like, they can't control it.
Right.
But he thinks that it's something that men aren't, like, they shouldn't.
Well, you have the perfect rule. You have four gentlemen in the room.
I know. That's why I'm wondering.
Two of them are married. Answer correctly.
Right.
Look.
Right,
I got, look, I got all my dirt out the way when I was doing what I was doing. So I don't miss none of it.
Right. Okay.
I had a lot of fun in my earlier
years. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
For the ones you look for, he's talking about the guy that really never had nothing, then finally gets into something, gets a taste of some pussy, he likes it, feels like, you know what, let me get another piece of pussy, he likes that, and then that's when it all goes wrong from there.
No,
it's all downhill from that point.
I think he feels like that same piece of pussy gets boring. And so
it
it's
depends
like, it's
on what you're doing with
the
same
it's
piece
not
of
about
pussy.
The pussy.
Nah,
it's
so
about
listen.
The, it's not about
you gotta
the
know
next
how to throw that shit
about.
From the left, from the right.
Right, that's what I said. Like, I thought, like, you know.
Now, but let's ask other gentleman, Paulie. You think you could settle down in just one vagina?
I mean, I could settle down. I'm not going to be with one vagina, though.
So you would be married and be cheating?
Absolutely.
Gee. Yeah, I'm not even gonna ask you.
I'm gonna ask you,
would you cheat? Because I know you don't cheat.
Thank you.
But
black men don't cheat.
Yeah. Would you see yourself settling with one forever?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the whole time
you're
there,
looking at me like you don't believe
me. No, I'm asking
me.
You would cut everything else out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That year wasn't very, like, very
now you
solid.
Wanna know, you wanna know,
not
you wanna
promise.
Yeah, I need
nah,
a
you
year.
Wanna you wanna
we
know
do
what
a
you wanna. No, nah, but you wanna know what it is with me? I tend to attract the women that like women. So I got the best of both worlds.
That's
so I'm good.
Not a bad thing.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't have to step out and cheat. You see what I'm saying?
Too. Like right. he has that best of both worlds.
So that's a good thing. That's not bad though. What's wrong with that? Would you be in a relationship with a dude and another lady?
Would I? I don't know. If she's an attractive woman, maybe, you know, I might think about it. Fuck it. I have a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
That's what I'm talking about, man. It's the best of both worlds.
What you doing?
What? For what?
You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. We steal the identity of somebody here legally and make you Bill Smith. Social security numbers already attached with pensions. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. For the low low, we will also provide a birth certificate from people who have already died and nobody checks. Trust. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. 1-800-GET-PAPERS. Dígame, mijo. Llámeme. Ya. Si usted tiene problema con su inmigración, llámenos a 1-800. Coja sus papeles. Nosotros tenemos papeles para usted, para personas que ya están aquí. Usted será llamado Bill Smith. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. Tendrá un social ya con una pensión que viene con él. Y si necesita un certificado de nacimiento, también se lo podemos dar con una persona que ya se ha muerto. Nadie chequea. Llámenos ya. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS.
You are tuned into...
Is the name of the show.
Are you racist?
I am the least racist person that you have ever met.
Present. Even North Korea. Shout out to the Raiders at the Coach Google DJ.
Yeah.
Where can they find us at, Chops?
iTunes.
Where else?
iTunes.
One more time.
iTunes. Spotify.
What's the other one? You be saying it.
Oh, Apple Podcast.
I just fucked up right now.
Who said Apple?
Apple Podcast.
I said she looked like a bottle of honey Dijon.
What the fuck?
That was kind of funny.
Apple Podcast.
Apple Pie.
Like that was a pickup line. Like you look like a bottle of honey Dijon.
Like a bottle of honey Dijon.
Cashes. If the God. Now, what are we doing, Chops?
You guys are going to be racist.
Nice.
Or try to be.
I got it.
She says it's impossible for her to be racist.
It is.
She's probably one of the most racist people in the room.
What is prejudice?
That sounds racist, but
you hate white people.
I dislike some of them.
I think they are not nice people. Your height.
All right, so you're going to sell PCP in an apartment complex and get arrested.
Allegedly.
Right? And you're going to claim that you're an undercover police officer. But you're not. You're actually a drug dealer selling PCP.
Oof.
Yeah, this can go plenty of ways.
It's in Oklahoma.
That helps.
White.
That helps. I'm going to go with Spanish because they're a little bugged out there, too.
You should have went with us.
I'm going to say white.
Charlene Nelson
is black.
Is a black lady.
What the fuck?
She was definitely using her own product. I'll tell
you.
Wow.
Charlene.
I guess the cop thing didn't work out for you.
No,
then, huh?
Clearly did not. All right, so let me see here. When was it? Hold on.
Yeah, see how the white man's unprepared, ladies and gentlemen? They
what
always
else
say it's us.
Nah.
They say it's always us.
If you
get him, Millie. Now you want to be quiet. Oh. Any other time you're attacking him.
Yeah, that's what? A fact.
See? Look.
Attacking what?
You're attacking him. Then
nobody knows what's going on.
Because
so,
he's not prepared?
Yeah,
if you're
going
to ride your ATV, right?
Grants.
And you're going to turn around
what
and tell
fuck?
The Rhode Island officer, you'll never catch me, and then proceed to turn around and plow into potted plants and flip over the bike and get arrested.
Only white person would ever try police like that, so that's white.
You know what? I say black. I'm going to give it to him.
I see many black kids riding their ATVs down Queens Boulevard. I'm going black.
White.
Rodolfo Rodriguez.
Oh, shit.
He got deported right after that.
Wow.
Rodolfo, what are you doing, my friend? What are you, stupid?
All right. So,
yo, hold on. Nobody got nothing?
Nope.
I know. I ain't got shit.
I got one.
We're a bunch of useless sacks of shit.
Yeah. All right. So,
hey, my mother loves me.
Florida drug dealer.
I love you. But.
Florida drug dealer. Mm-hmm. Great state, right? Calls 911 asking for help to find his stolen cocaine.
He white.
Yeah, he's definitely white. Definitely.
I don't know, man. Florida got a different type of oof.
I'm going with sees his cousin Tito
for the win.
You know what? I'm gonna go with a Tito white for the Jewish win. Kid named Eric.
Oh, wait, Jew?
That means he smoked it all.
Can I get a double for that for the name too if it's there?
Oh shit, that'll sure. be ill.
What did you say?
He's a white guy.
I said white too.
Damn.
Brands his cousin why you, Jamal.
Why you had to turn him to me first? Like, what'd you say? White. Okay, well, he's one of your brothers. Like, what the fuck was that?
I was scared.
He
with
looked
it.
Like Bakeem Woodbine.
Whoever that yeah. does.
His name is David Blackmon.
Oh. Oh.
Fitting.
Oh.
David Blackmon.
Oh, shit. Fitting was ill. Yo, I got one.
Hey, shit.
Yo, Fitting was ill.
It wasn't that a white was guy. Crazy. You know what I mean?
Fitting Blackmon.
All right. In the great state of
Florida.
Mississippi.
Nope, not there. Florida.
Florida.
You want to call the police to test your drugs for potency.
What?
Dummy.
What?
This is definitely a Spanish person.
Dummy. This is
Spanish
dumb. This is definitely a stupid person.
This is
what
like
the fuck
fucking
is
scene out of the movie Blow, so I'm going to go white.
Shit, man. You know what? I'm going to go Spanish. Fuck it.
White.
Douglas Kelly. The white guy.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
These two with the point.
Douglas. So they got, yes, got 1-1-1 nothing.
Dang,
Douglas looks like the cop.
Wait a minute.
1-1-0-1.
What?
You don't
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because I know I heard 3 ones in there, but I'm like, am I high?
It's like 1,100 right now.
I'm like, am I high?
Drop that zero. Get you a Hebrew.
All
right.
Spit
some balls, Billy, right now, quick. Look, you want a spot right now.
Got beef for the hoe.
Oh.
If you're a half-naked woman trying to flee the DUI scene of a car crash, do you think it's a good idea for you to jump into a Power Wheels and try to escape the police?
No. You made this up. This ain't real. This shit ain't.
White woman.
That's crazy.
Somebody hopped in a Power Wheels and tried to get away.
She slammed her 2001 Pontiac into a mobile home.
Where
and jumped
this?
Onto a Power Wheels
oh,
to
mobile
try
home
to escape.
Gave it away. She
wow.
White.
No, wait. Where is it, though?
White.
Jonesboro, Arkansas.
White.
Definitely white.
Mobile home.
I know
Arkansas,
it ain't black
because
we running. We not hopping in no Power Wheel.
Nah, it ain't going fast enough.
Power
easy
Wheels.
Easy point for everyone.
There we
yeah,
go.
Look yeah. at
it. Meth.
Arkansas gave
meth
it away.
Meth mommy.
Shit.
22-11.
A Power
11.
Wheels?
22-11. All right. So you got a marijuana grower killed by his own booby trap.
Damn.
So he was driving an ATV in his backyard, in the backyard
white.
Of his property, and he decapitated himself.
White.
On the wire that he had as a
white.
Trip wire. In,
oh,
on,
shit.
In his own property to get to his grow spot.
It sounded like a movie
I'm
from Saw. That sounds like a scene from Saw.
An Indian.
White.
Native American Indian.
Wow.
Going Hispanic.
You yeah. said you didn't think there was any Native Americans
he
around.
The last one.
I'm going to say alien. He ain't a fucking
white.
Prop.
What's that?
White.
White.
Hispanic.
Native American.
Daniel Ricketts is a white guy?
God damn it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. How do you know he doesn't did the me forward and got some Native in him?
Mm-mm. Like 1%.
It doesn't matter.
He's like me.
Yeah
like 1%.
So
yeah.
Why I get a point for you, I don't get a point for him?
No, you got a 1% of a point. That's
yeah.
like a tenth of a point. No, that's
which
not
is no point.
It's 1% of a
which
point.
Equals no point.
Yeah,
fuck
no
all
point.
Of y'all.
Sorry.
Fuck all right, you. So if you're going to get... or if you've got to run from the cops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a good idea to spray paint your face black?
Oh, shit.
So therefore, white.
So,
it, white.
So therefore he wasn't black.
Be white doing
so
black
what
face.
Was he?
White. You got to be white. Yeah. You got to be white.
I'm going Spanish.
I think there's a twist to this. There's
white.
More.
I'm going white.
What? He was black and wanted to be blacker?
Right.
He wanted to blend in with the night. He didn't want to move at all. He just wanted to stay still.
Was Spanish and then did the black.
No, that's what he said.
He said Spanish.
So we got white and Spanish.
White.
Yeah, I said white.
23-11.
There you go.
God damn it. This black.
It's a Spanish guy.
That's what I said.
No, the fuck you didn't. You over here with me. Yeah.
23-11. Who got 11?
That's ill.
2-3-1-1.
That's ill how you caught that Spanish.
He probably seen the story. You know, this is Jews.
This is type of shit.
I didn't see it.
What was the little laugh about? You seen
it?
That's
funny because I've done that before. But I say it at the end of the show.
All right, if you're
not on
if you're wanted by the police, should you make a rant about them on social media?
White.
Black. 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 Doesn't sound like something I would do.
On Facebook.
Black, white, white.
Oh, sound like something
black,
I would do.
White, black. I'm going, I'm going to throw the Spanish one in there just to throw it off.
Spanish?
Black.
White.
Me. Black.
What if I would have said it was on Facebook and it was a white guy?
Oh, yeah. Facebook is a little different.
Give
Facebook,
me his name.
Facebook
Matthew
is a little
Oliver.
That motherfucker ear
that's
is huge.
Caucasian.
A little white.
Oliver
it's pretty Caucasian.
Huge.
Yeah.
Fuck.
24/11. He's just walking away with it.
I mean, he's well the most
rested.
Racist person.
Well rested.
He said he's well rested.
The most racist
his racism is well rested.
All right, last one.
I'm going to get this one.
This is for 2 points.
This is for you, Gustavo.
This is for 2 points.
Actually, yeah, it's two people.
Ooh.
2 points. So, if you're robbing a place at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Facts. All
right. It's probably a bad thing if your phone butt dials 911 and gives your location, right?
Right.
Everybody's phone has an SOS.
Horrible.
It's a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
You should probably shut your phone off if you're going to rob a place.
You shouldn't even have your phone
with you. Not too many people think about that, but it's two people.
Two.
They both black.
Going with a black and a Spanish person.
And a phone.
Right.
They black.
I'm going white and Spanish.
So we got white and Spanish.
Yep.
Black.
Black and Spanish.
Black and blacker.
Black and blacker. 2-4-1-2.
Damn.
We're out.
I wanna know what the fuck
you
I got
the
right.
Win. You got the one white guy.
I got the win. You said it. Yeah,
guys.
We
no.
go. I got the
no win.
Win.
We're out of here.
You just said I got the win. Thank you for having me. God bless you. Next Monday.
I'm the most racist thing
yeah,
walking.
Yeah, you're listening to What Is the Name of the Show. This is Paulie Pickhams, and I'm going to give you a key to success. Back in the late 70s, I was a pimp in Las Vegas. And every night, I'd slap my girls on the ass. And then I'd tell them, whether you're on the top or the bottom, you're still getting paid.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
DJ Clue presents DesertStormRadio.com, broadcasting live in 23 countries with the hottest DJs from around the world. DesertStormRadio.com.